Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Oh, okay. We rolling? Oh, snap. All right.
That's why I moved this out the way. I was like, hold on.
Right.
Hold back, on y'all. Real quick.
Daddy issues is back. Let me put the headphones on, man.
It's better with the headphones on, man.
Yeah.
When I'm just talking, people say we never look at each other when we talk on here.
I mean, I don't need to look at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, for what?
I'm listening.
Yeah, you right here.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's awkward with how we sitting. If I was sitting across from you,
yeah,
I'd probably look at you
but
more.
But this would be like this the whole time?
Yeah, so.
With the arm up?
Yeah, man.
So
it's, then, it's too intimate, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Into your eyes, through the glasses. That's a lot of work for me.
It's a lot, man. We back, though. Daddy issues, man. We still dads out here.
Yup.
We still dads.
I stayed another week.
Yeah, man. You yeah. hung in there, huh?
Another week.
Yeah. How was the boys this week? Was they good?
They most of the time, they pretty good, actually. I talk a lot of crap about Kendrick, but.
You love him.
Yeah, he's not that bad. Yeah. He get on my nerves sometimes, but. He's checkable, though. He's at the age where he's.
You can shut him down.
Yeah, he know. Like, I just give him that look, or he'll still throw his fit, but it's like, this is all I'm going to do, though.
Right.
He did something the other day. Yeah. I picked him up, put him on the couch. I was like, and don't move. And he slapped the couch, but he didn't move. He was like.
The couch slapped. Like,
yeah. He hits whatever is by him when he's upset.
Yeah, man.
So it'd be the wall, the couch, whatever, but he ain't moving, though. I'm like, you can hit whatever you want, but you ain't going to move.
You ain't going to hit me.
Yeah.
You ain't going to hit me.
I'd be feeling bad if the dogs catch him during a rant and they walking by. He'd be like, the poor dogs just be catching
the
it,
dogs
man.
Ain't signed up for nothing.
They didn't
this,
sign
man.
Up for nothing. He'd be catching it.
That's funny, man. I had to get Sincere, his prom suit together yesterday.
Good old prom.
Good old prom. I went to prom 1 year. I just went my
oh,
senior
you did?
Year. Yeah.
I went to a bunch.
I just went to the one. And then I barely even wanted to go to that one. But I went, you know what I'm saying? It was cool. You know? I stayed out mad late that night, though. I remember coming home at 6 a.m. And then I slept for 12 hours.
Oh,
you know? Cause we just took it. And it wasn't even like I was hanging with my prom date all that time. I dropped her off, and the party continued.
Yeah.
And so 6 a.m., man. It felt good, too, because it was like,
yeah,
when
you're that young, too, yeah.
I felt like a grown man in that moment, man. Coming home at 6? Not getting in trouble.
Oh yeah, goodness, right.
I was fully bearded when I got home.
I went to too many proms. I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I wasn't buying new suits.
Right.
It was just like people was like, you know, because like if you didn't have a girlfriend or boyfriend, you just wanted to take somebody that's going to take a good picture and have fun.
Yeah.
At that point, it was just like, so after I would just get asked to a lot, like, you want to go to my prom?
Yeah.
Be my day? And I'm like, yeah, I'll go.
You're right.
So I went to a few. I had to go to mine, though. Like, I had to go because I was on the, you know, the court thing.
Yeah.
Or voting or whatever. So I had to go. But the other ones, I just went because people was like, you want to? Or a friend of mine would be like, my friend need a date.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's she look like?
What's she hitting for?
And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll pull up to that one. And then there was two I'd said no to. And one of the moms cussed me out.
Oh, wow. I mean.
Cussed me out cold because I didn't want to go. I was like, I'm not even in high school anymore.
Yeah.
I just
oh, you had already graduated?
Yeah, I was a year out.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't want to go. And she pulled up. I was working in and out at the time.
Uh-huh.
And she pulled up in the drive-thru, and I read her order back, and she looked at my name tag. She was like, oh, so you're Keon. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, she's like, you didn't want to go to prom, my daughter. And I took the little window. I was like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Just close it slow. Oh, I was like,
ain't nothing you can do.
Do what
on
I'm gonna
that.
Do. She was pissed though. It was weirdly like weirdly pissed.
Yeah, her daughter was probably devastated
at the house, probably complaining and talking crap.
That's hard hitting when you get the turn down.
But it wasn't even like.
But hey, I feel like you was out of school. I'm not
and
going
I just
back.
Go. I just didn't want to go. Yeah, like, and I'd already been. She already had caught me on after I had been to a few already.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to go anymore.
I wouldn't have went.
And
once I graduated high school, ain't no going back.
I went to one after high school.
Nah. Oh, you already went to one after. Oh, that's what. All
right. Yeah, and I was like.
That's why she was
pissed.
Because,
you know, I'm only. I was a year early, so I was only 18. Mm-hmm. And then once you graduate, though, once you hit 18, you got to, like, sign paperwork and stuff. You want to go to, like, a high school thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I ain't doing all this, man. Yeah. Like, I just, you know.
I just don't like wearing suits, so I didn't want to do it again.
I
did it
cleaning
one time.
Up, but
as a kid, I really couldn't stand it. Like now, I'd be like, all right, I'll wear a suit. I'll be reluctant at first, and then once I'm in it, I'll be chilling.
Yeah.
Sliding around.
You
want to
take a pic or two.
You know
what
I'm saying? But then, like, me thinking about it, I'd be like, oh, I got to wear a suit. Nah.
Yeah.
But once I'm in it, I'm like, all right, you know.
But we're also at the point financially, we're not wearing. I've put on shirts that cost real money.
Mm-hmm.
And suits, it's a different. We won't hate it as much when the money is, like the suits and stuff we wearing. It's not the most comfortable thing.
Nah, it's just whatever.
But the people
rack.
Who got money, they stuff don't feel. They dress shirts feel like t-shirts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They stuff is a different.
I was looking at the prices yesterday in Men's Warehouse.
Yeah,
it was like a blazer from $795 on up. I was like, how do people have multiple suits? Cause these joints is pricey.
Yeah.
If I pay over $1,000 for a suit, I'm gonna be that's
every
gonna be
day.
My only suit
every day.
Like, Tony always in that same suit. I might switch to tie up. But man, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe the shirt, but that jacket and pants.
Cool part about Men's Warehouse too is they don't even some of the designer things they have there aren't really from that designer.
Oh,
like they pay the designer to use their name on other suits.
Oh, that's fraud.
But they paying for it, so they're not. It's not like a false. Like they'll pay like Joseph Abboud to use Joseph Abboud's name on a suit. So technically, if it's trash, that's on Joseph Abboud. You know what I'm saying? Like people gonna be like,
oh,
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
So he's paying for you to use his name.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Ding. Ew. I don't like that.
That's on them. That's not all of them, but some of them they do that. So that's why they're able to knock down. Mm. Like, we got to sell 3 jackets for $200. Because it's like,
you got fraud. They knockoffs then.
Yeah, kind of.
Except the
manufacturer knows about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But they still just.
But that's on them. You know what I mean? If people don't like their product. Like, man. if you let somebody use your name to sell DVDs or something and it was trash,
right.
You let them do it.
You gave them permission.
So
fraudulent.
I used to work there, too. I worked everywhere.
Men's Warehouse. Since it was stressing about that getting that suit, and then he was like, once he did it, it was like, oh, it was easier than I thought. And I was like, yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So now he should get it this week.
When
it's
his
late.
Prom?
His prom is Saturday.
Ah.
Saturday, man.
Is it like at the school or at a place?
It's, I think it's at the school. But, shoot, I won't even be there for the send-off. I'm like, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm missing it all, man. Because they don't tell me nothing, man.
Yeah.
They don't tell me nothing until I'm already book solid.
Yeah.
And I'll be asking them, like, when's so-and-so?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the 2 weeks out, my prom is, and I'm like, well,
yeah.
I won't be there, sir. I'm like, man, dog. Because I kept asking about graduation because they would take all day to give me the information.
Yeah.
And then you know I got to be there for that. So I got him squared away on that tip, man. Serene out here rapping and such. This rapping stuff. Serene did, he did Who Smiled First on my YouTube channel.
Oh, my God.
He was there. Serene, my son Serene, this is my oldest son, he's known as a lightweight in the Who Smiled First division. Like, he'll smile fast, man. He can't last long.
People knew what was going to happen when they watched
the intro.
The intro. He was already giggly. I was like, come on,
he
man.
He couldn't even hold it together for that. And so so when he went up against DC, it was just like.
Like, I didn't even get to host.
You didn't?
No.
I thought you was with me on the episode.
I was, but.
Oh, yeah, it was so fast. He was out of there.
He didn't give me a chance to do nothing.
Yeah, it was quick, fast, man. And it's funny going up against people that fold fast. Because there's levels to it. Like, when people go too long, it's no longer fun.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, y'all been looking at each other for 75 minutes.
Every round
minutes.
Was long.
Man, it was
so
longer.
Far?
It was longer than I anticipated.
Yeah.
So I was just like, duh. Especially being the commentator. I'm like, oh, we're running out of steam over here.
What's funny is since my episode came out, people be in my DMs or on my page like, hoist! And I was like, they was like, how did you break during that?
Hoist.
And they were saying, like, I was like, y'all don't understand. I was like, you guys couldn't see it on camera how much Tony yelled at me. Like, his eyes was watering. He was like, please laugh. I was like, the way he said it, he was begging for me to laugh.
Desperate measures,
and he was
man.
Yelling, and his eyes are like watered. His veins is coming out of his neck. Like, please. And I couldn't. It was so funny.
I hated the long battles. I mean, they were just.
It's fun to watch back, though. I've been watching them.
Yeah.
They're funny.
It's a good show. It's a good show, man. But, man, them long ones as a commentator, as the cameramen and women.
Yeah, because everybody else only sees 9 minutes.
Right.
Y'all
see the chopped.
Like, I didn't lose to Sabrina in 9 minutes. I lost in 20-something.
Man, I was like, this is
a long
too
time
much.
To just be sitting
I
there.
Might have to retire after that first season. I'm retiring as host of Who Smiled First. Because it was like, man. But, the thing about Serene, you know, going into like rap and you know stuff like that, I'm all for you know supporting what you got going. I was talking to him when he was in Hawaii, and I was just like, yeah, just you know, keep going, keep pushing forward. If you're not gonna go to school, you need to work though.
Yeah,
you need a regular source of income. You're not just gonna be banking on me and your mom to prop you up, and then you ain't putting in the work yourself. So I just told him that, like, cause I know school ain't for everybody. You know, so I ain't really pushing that. You gotta go to school. I'd be like, school is important, but who am I to be like, you gotta stay in there, but you dropped out, Dad. Like,
My dad used to do that and then use my mom for a reference to He's like, y'all grades ain't up to par. And we'd be like, what about yours? Look at your mom.
Look at your mother.
Yeah,
you
I'd
got
like,
to.
I'd be like, no, what about yours?
This ain't about me.
I just want you to be a better man than
that's
me.
That's what it is. It's like, because their mom, she went to college. She already knew she wanted to be a nursing major. Boom, 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 boom. She knocked it out. She knocked out college 4 years flat. So, you know, she did that. But me, I was changing majors. I was taking semester off here and there. I was in college for 20 years. And so, but I the whole time I was just like uncertain. Just floundering. And then when I was like, man, I got to go for acting, for real, just dropped out.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me to be like, you need to stay in school when I didn't. Their mom can tell them that all day.
Yeah.
But I would feel like a fraud. I would feel like Men's Warehouse suits if I was just like, stay in school. I didn't.
I always thought that was weird when people go to school just to go to school.
Yeah.
Like, for me, because I went to school for sports. That's why I was there. Like, if there was no sports, I'm not going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always like, how do y'all – I used to look at, like, the regular students.
Right.
Be like, how do y'all just go to school?
It depends on the major.
And they'd be like – anyway, it would just be like major. Like, if you're going to be a doctor, lawyer or something, I get that. Like, you got to – but it was just people in school, and they'd be like, I'm a, you know, regular major McGee. And I'd be like, you just want to take classes?
What's a regular major?
Like, I don't know. Just I'm just business, economics. Like, just
those ain't regular.
This is regular. It's just you can get a regular business job. You don't have to go to school for this.
I feel like outside of medical school.
Yeah.
You ain't have to go to school for nothing nowadays.
I'm just going to take psychology and then
psychology was my first major, too. And I was like, man, psychology seemed interesting. Man, it was boring.
Yeah, like people.
I was like,
school.
Can we
like,
get to the real mental problems? He's like, not yet. I'm out. Then I switched it to secondary education science because I was like, yo, biology is dope. And then that switch up tore me in half, man. I took a genetics course, failed it. Ecology failed it. I was like, I'm giving it all she's got. And then I had to switch it to social studies, man. Astronomy I aced, though. Astronomy is the one thing I aced. I was like, yeah, I get space.
I aced my business classes. That was it. Yeah. That's all I cared about, though. Once they started talking about the money and business and how to, I was like, yeah, that's why people are like, are you using your degree? I'm like, technically, yes.
Right.
Because everything I did, I am an independent, you know, business. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Even when it comes to when we had to learn how to send emails, I'm sending emails to bookers all day.
Right.
And that's probably why I get good responses. They'd be mm-hmm. like, this looks like a good email.
Right.
So I'm well using it, but email. College, if it wasn't for, I wasn't.
College.
The one semester, the one year, I redshirted a year, uh-huh. I had a 1.4 that semester.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I wasn't even, I ain't hoping. What was the point of this?
The worst semester I ever had is when we aluminum foiled the windows. And so the room was like pitch black. Oh,
we put a bed sheet over us.
Let me tell you something, I never got up for class. I failed everything. I was like, man, we got to take the foil down. I'm failing everything, man. But it was because we was asleep, man.
Yeah.
We'd be up all night, man, and that room stayed perpetually dark. We come outside, it's 5 p.m.
I don't think people respect class. the dark room. Like, oh, no. That man. Makes you sleep.
Yes.
We put them blankets up and my room stayed dark. I slept
it was
so
cozy.
Much. And, you know, I'm in school where it snows. So you throw the weather in on top of the dark room. I'm like, I'm never getting up.
Man, it was a cave.
I grew 3 inches in college. Just sleeping. Just grew in my sleep.
It was a cave, though. And academically, I paid the price.
Oh, yeah. It didn't get real for me until they sent that letter. Like, you are on academic probation warning. I was like, oh.
It was
I
went
my coach's office. I was like, well, I'm going to pick it up. He was like, you got to have a semester of eligibility so you can play next year.
Yeah.
So the next semester, I had to pick it up so I could play because they'd have put me on probation. I wouldn't be able to play.
Man, though. It was trash.
School sucks.
I'm so glad I went to college, though. But
me
at
too.
The same time. I wish I didn't take out student loans.
Yeah.
And then I wish I did that differently. But other than that, I got no regret. I don't even regret not finishing, to be honest with you. People was like, you should have, you only had 2 semesters left. But yeah, but I would have got out. I would have been teaching. I would have been taking that job seriously. I wouldn't have went as hard in acting and stand up because I'd be like, man, I got class. I got the lesson plans. Yeah. I got to grade these papers. Yeah. I know myself. I'd have been coaching, doing all kind of extra stuff. Trying to make a difference with these kids. I can't turn my back on them now. Next thing you know, I'm 75, retiring as a teacher. So I was like, I'm glad I did what I did, man. I got no regrets.
Yeah, I don't, like, people say, do you think college is worth it? I'm like, for me, I did like going because I had 4 or 5 years to just find out who I was.
Exactly.
And do some things. And
in a diverse environment.
Yeah, with different people and different situations. You on your own, you learning how. I became a way better cook in college. Mm-hmm. It was just me out there. I was cooking for everybody.
Right.
And it was just that stuff and, you know, dating and whatever, just everything. You just, all right, learn who you are. That's what college really is.
It really is. It's so important. That's why I tell people to go to college just for that.
Yeah.
You know, because you learn so much about yourself because you're just out there now.
And you don't really have bills like that.
Right.
So it's a good place to be an adult without
bills.
Because if you just say, well, I could do that, you know, getting an apartment. Well, that's rent and the utilities and job and stuff. And you 18, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, living on campus is pricey.
Well, I was on. They paid for it.
Yeah, I had to pay for it. My housing myself, or the financial aid would cover a portion of it. But man, that student housing, man, especially if you move to a different dorm room, the more pricey one, man, it was crucial. But I was always working.
It's like a monthly thing. You pay like rent, or you pay for the year?
No, they charge you a set amount. But if your financial aid is not covering that, you gotta cover it, and you got till the end of the semester to pay everything out. And so I had to worry. I was always working. I always had a job while I was in college, like whether it be work study.
Work studies is crucial.
Man, I was in the Department of Black Programs for years. I was working
a barista.
I worked at the gym my whole time. And so I loved work study. I need money because we was dead broke. We was dead broke, man, during the Christmas break. If my boy JP didn't hook us up with the food stamp Walmart run, me and my boy Dre would have perished.
We ate potatoes. A sack of potatoes was $2. We ate potatoes for 2 weeks.
I'm telling
Fries,
you,
baked potatoes, mashed potatoes. We ate.
Bare minimum.
And ramen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ramen was key.
And using the freshmen's, you know, the freshmen all have to get a meal plan. Yeah. Like, they have to eat in the calf, but their parents would, like, put too much money on the year, so they'd be like, I ain't going to eat all that. We used to be in there, like, taking food home. Like, well, give me the 17 chicken breasts.
Yep.
She'd be like, how do I give me the goddamn breasts? We was taking all their food.
It was desperate measures, man. Desperate measures. I remember, man, we used to go to this Taco Bell all the time. I flirted with this girl so hard every time I went. I got her number like 6 times. Let me get you. I never called. I was working the charm so much, she would throw in the extra taco.
Oh, yeah.
You going to call me? I'm like,
Nacho Bell Grande.
Never called. I let my phone. You know, I had to use the payphone. Never called, man. But, man, college was – but that's the bottoms. Yeah. And like, that was my little homeless phase and everything. Yeah. So
what's crazy to me is how they expect – that's why people be like, you can't pay – you shouldn't pay college athletes. We are running on fumes.
Yeah.
You want us to do all this
generating
physical work.
All the money for the campus.
And then we don't get to eat as much. Like, we are running on nothing. Mm-hmm. Our body should have collapsed.
Right.
There's no, we're running like.
Schoolwork and the athletics?
It is. Nah. It's ridiculous.
And with no compensation?
Nothing.
Except for the free education. The free education is dope, though. Like, oh, yeah. I wish I had an athletic scholarship. But then, because a lot of athletes do come out with a nice little degree.
Yeah. And but then you can say that. At Enterprise. Hmm? Enterprise loves hiring athletes. They're the first people to hit you up when you graduate. They will hire you if you're an athlete.
I do see a lot of, oh, you play sports.
Yeah, sales immediately.
They get the tuck in and the tie.
As soon as you come, you play sports, sales jobs. Everybody wants to do sales.
That's funny.
Everybody.
Enterprise. I was looking at the employees the other day at Enterprise. I'd be like, I wonder if they like this job.
I had a few friends do Enterprise. One quit. He's a recruiter now. The other one's still there.
Yeah. I'll be looking at everybody that works. I'll just be thinking, I wonder if they like this job.
Right?
That's my first thought every time. I wonder if they like this job.
If they like it, I'm like, go on.
I'll be like, man, you
but
love
if they don't,
what you
I'm
do.
Like, you just taking this to
get
the
out.
Face.
Get out.
You're scared.
Because I'll be looking at every gig. Like, I'll be looking at everything everybody does, no matter where I go. I'll be like, man, so when I do the flyaway shuttle, I got to take this shuttle to the airport.
Yep.
I drive my car up there. I get on the shuttle bus to the airport. And so one of the gigs up there is you got the driver that drives the bus. And so when he gets to the airport, he unloads everybody's luggage. And then he does that at every stop, every terminal stop at LAX. So I'll be like, this is a tough gig. They got to drive the bus up there, unload everybody's bags, then drive back up to the flyway station, then do another run back. I'll be like, that's a tough gig.
But I'll be like, I don't like when they grab my stuff. I'm like, you're doing unnecessary work. I'll get it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they be doing that, they're like, just hold on. I'll be like, I can just
quit. Oh, when they be, yeah. This one dude, he ain't even going. He told Saran, go on there and get your bag.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you ain't getting no tip.
But I like that. Like, I don't like when I'm an able-bodied person.
Right.
And people, I understand it's your job and whatnot, but like, even when we do shows and stuff, and people,
right.
I'm not a special treatment person.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't
me either.
Like that, even if it's included. If I go in the green room, do you need anything? I'd be like, no, water.
Yeah, water's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to make I need green M&Ms only.
Yeah.
I don't
people
like
love
doing
that. And I'd be like, nah, I'm good. I can do it myself. I'll go in the kitchen and cook my own meal if you let me. I got no issue with going in the comedy club, tossing the salad back there. You know what I'm saying? I got no issue.
I don't like, and people be like, that's their job, and I be like, I get it, and the tip and all that, but I'll get it. You know, like even when it comes, when I eat out, and you know, like I stack the plates and stuff. I can't just leave it. And they don't get it. I be like, put it in at least help them out a little bit. Like,
me too. I'm the same way. I don't even like asking flight attendants too much.
No, well, I'll be asleep, but yeah, I don't like
it. They'd be like, you need it? I'm good. I'll be sitting there hungry as hell.
Yeah.
I still turn
well,
it
you
down.
Know, on when we fly far, like especially on international flights or whatever, they'll just tell you to go in the back and grab it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
I like that.
Like, because like when I was going to Japan, like I was hungry. That's you know, that's a long flight.
Right.
And I didn't want to ask them for nothing. So I went in the back. I was like, could I possibly get like another? And they was like, everything is right here. The chips is here. The nuts is here. The little sandwiches.
Yes.
If you're hungry, just come back here and grab one. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I didn't ask them for nothing else.
Right.
For the rest, I was like, bet.
Did you have an aisle seat?
I always get an aisle one. Yeah.
I'll be in that window, so I would have
on to. Them long flights. I don't sit on windows because I know I got to get up.
That bathroom.
But if
we're
flying domestically, I window all day because I'm asleep and I don't like getting up. I don't want people bumping me to pee. I ain't got to pee, so I'm window. But on them long flights, I sit in the aisle because I know I'm gonna get up.
The aisle makes sense on the international.
Yeah,
I still be in that window because I only get up once. I do the strong pee, and then I sit down. And I go when everybody else get up. I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, I gotta pee. I gotta stretch. Yeah. I gotta. My back starts to hurt.
The walk around, man. Yeah. The leg out. When you're on the aisle, you can slide your leg out there.
But I hate the aisle too because of my shoulders.
No, the aisle.
So they be
trash.
Coming by.
The aisle is trash.
They hit me
man.
Every time
because it's constant movement. It's sit down. Time. Like if you're not the employee, sit your ass down. People just be moving. I'm like, don't nobody want to see you, man. Sit down.
I don't get the movement on the plane, especially on short flights. Why are you moving? We're going from the Bay Area to Portland. That's a 2-hour flight. Just sit down.
Where are you going?
What are you, three? You can't sit down for 2 hours? That's ridiculous.
As soon as we get to the altitude, they up.
Like, checking, fumbling around on the top platform. What are you fumbling for? Looking for stuff.
I hate it, man. Go to the bathroom at the airport.
That's what I do.
I'm looking at the mic when I say this. Go to the bathroom at the airport.
I don't know why people wait to get on the plane.
Man,
you know, like you didn't flew enough times.
You know.
Pee before you get in the line.
Especially if you got a window seat, you definitely got to go to the bathroom at the airport.
Just pee. I don't get it.
I make sure. I'll be like, yo, I got to pee before.
And you at the age now, you can force out a pee.
Right, man.
When I went to see Endgame, I peed before I left the house, got to the theater, and peed again.
Yep.
I mentally made myself pee again because I knew I wasn't getting up.
Yeah. I didn't even think about moving at Endgame.
No.
I was like, I'm good. And I knew what it was. I was like, we got it. And we rushed from the show. We had a show right before. We was rushing. We was running. People was like, hey, y'all, what the? No pictures. And then because the theater was right next to the venue.
Oh, okay.
And we ran up in there, man. We was missed some of the previews. It was going down. Yeah, man.
Movies,
though, man. Speaking of movies, man, John Singleton died.
I know.
I was like, Once he went into a coma after the stroke, I was like, I don't think he's coming back.
Remember, I said that in the group chat. I was like, I don't hear too many other than movies and TV.
Right.
In real life, I rarely hear they came out of the coma.
Nope.
And once they said he was in the coma, I was like, damn, man.
Yeah, man. I was like,
and 51? That's
51.
So young.
Man, young. My step cousin, he was in the coma, and he never came out. I was like, because in TV they make it say he was in a coma for 10 years, came back to the low of his life.
Yeah.
Like, if only comas was that packaged and neat in real life, you know what I'm saying? Like,
In real life, once you go, it's like.
John Singleton, man. Yes. I remember when Boys, let me tell you something about Boys in the Hood. That's
that
one of my favorite movies. That's one of my favorite movies right there. It holds up so many good characters. And, like, Furious Styles is one of my favorite characters in film. Lawrence Fishburne as Furious Styles. I'm like, yo.
Jason Styles?
I loved him. Was that his name?
Yeah.
His name was Jason?
Jason Furious Styles. He got his name Furious on the street, so I don't know what he was doing growing up.
He was serious business,
Furious
man.
Was his street name.
He was. I remember when they went to Ricky and Trey went to visit him at work.
Yeah.
It was serious business in there. I remember Ricky was like, so what do you do, Furious? You like help
you
people get their homes?
No, that is what I do.
No, that is what I do, really. All right, just take it easy. I got the carton of milk. Just take it easy. And,
but I get it. I get why he had to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm living in this neighborhood. I'm raising this son. I got to be on my stuff.
He was on it, man. He was serious business. He had that gun locked and loaded. He was ready. He shot it too.
He shot it. That hole was huge.
Yep. He was not playing.
And
man.
Even when Trey was like, you should have blew his head up. Don't talk like that.
Yep. Furious
Styles,
man.
He was a dope
man.
Dad.
I loved it. I love the characters, man.
Yeah. He would have been a dope TV dad. If that would have been a series.
Oh,
he would have been a dope TV dad.
Absolutely. I'm like,
he
yes.
was dope.
So Boys in the Hood comes out. Boys in the Hood came out in 91, the summer of 91. The budget was low. I remember I went opening weekend. Theater was packed. And it was just dope. It was emotional. And it just held up. It was one of the biggest hits of the summer. It made like $54 million in 91.
That's a lot.
And the budget was mad low. So it was like, yo, this this was, he got nominated for an Oscar for Best Director. A lot of people thought it should have got Best Picture nod too, but.
Yeah, they wasn't going to do that back then.
Yeah, and so.
But we saw it in the drive-in. I remember.
You saw it in the drive-in?
Because they was like, cover your eyes when Trey went to the girl house.
Oh, yeah.
My mom and dad was like, cover your eyes. And we was like, boobies.
Yeah. She needed something to put in the collection plate. That was over the story. The boobs. And then John Singleton from there, you know, took off. He did Poetic Justice after that. And then Higher Learning after that. And then Rosewood, people slept on.
I've only seen that movie one time.
Oh man,
I couldn't watch that again.
That movie, man, that anger.
And the cold part is when I watched it, I mostly heard it because my aunties and my mom and dad were watching it, and then I could just hear what was going on.
Yeah,
and I was kind of like, man,
Rosewood is a tough watch.
Like when the kid was like, "His baby's in there," and dad was like, "Don't look away." I was like, "Oh no."
Yeah, that movie was a tough watch.
I'm
man.
Good.
It's good though, but it was.
It's real. People think that this happens.
Uh huh. And then John Singleton did Four Brothers, which I enjoyed.
I like that.
He did Shaft with Sam Jackson.
Mm-hmm. New one coming out.
The new one coming out. It looked too silly for me, man.
It looks very silly.
I don't like how silly they making it seem.
But they got all the shafts in there.
They got the shafts in there.
You know Roundtree in there.
Mm-hmm. But the son they got, he seemed too silly. It might work. It might work. Yeah. But the trailer, I'm just like, I'm on the fence. Yeah.
I saw the son, and it instantly reminded me of Brandon T. Jackson.
Okay. I can see that.
And I was like, was he supposed to get this role and they chose somebody else? What happened?
The cold part is, you know, you got Richard Roundtree in there. I take it it's supposed to be Sam Jackson's dad.
Yeah.
But Sam Jackson is 70.
Yeah, right.
So, and the original Shaft, he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks great. He got the white beard. I'm like, man, they look great out here. John Singleton also directed the Remember the Time video.
Yeah.
And Too Fast, Too Furious. You know, a lot of people kind of forget
that.
About that one. He directed that. Yeah. And I forget what the last movie it was. But he was a producer
Snowfall.
And a director on Snowfall, which is a series on FX right now, which I enjoy.
I know. So what are they going to do with it now?
They're probably going to keep it going.
But is it going to be as good? You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like they already had season three done. So
okay.
It really just depends on the numbers. Like if the ratings are good,
yeah.
That's what determines whether, you know, they keep a show usually. Or they might just scrap it. They'd be like, we can't keep it going because John is going.
You know, it's sad. I already heard it's already problems over, you know, he had seven kids.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I heard about
ladies,
that, too.
And then his mama was his manager or something like that.
Yeah.
And so everybody's trying to fight over his money already. The man ain't even in the ground yet.
They're right.
Already fighting over the money. And I'd be like, damn it.
Yeah, man. And I think, you know, you'd be like, what do you think John Singleton meant to black film?
Everything.
He just opened the floodgates
yeah.
for movies of that ilk. Like, you know, Life in the Hood. Like, because, like, right after that, Boys in the Hood came out in 91. Menace to Society came out in 93. So you got, like, a flood of, like, you know, movies involving the hood, like, you know, especially in California, like, L.A. hoods. Like,
yeah.
South Central was the in between
yeah.
that and stuff like that was all coming out. And also in 91, 92 maybe. No, I think it was 91 as well. Juice came out that same year.
When did New Jack City come out?
New Jack City was 91.
So it was all coming
New Jack
out,
City man. Was 91. New Jack City was, like, in the early part of the year.
They was like, here you go, white America.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
Woo.
And New Jack City was easy to, like, process because it was more of a cops versus the drug dealers.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
more
yeah,
of an action
yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
Boys in the Hood, it was like, no, this is a drama.
Yeah.
This is how it really is. And then the Menace to Society gives you just the super ridiculous villain side
yeah.
of, you know, life in the hood. So it was you had those contrasts right there. And then Poetic Justice, that was like a romance joint.
Yeah.
So it was very like, you still had the hood aspect, but it was more about relationships and like love and whatnot. And I feel like, I don't know, like the black director thing, I feel like John Singleton was a super rare one to get like that type of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Once the money comes in, that's when Hollywood is like, oh, who is this over here? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Who is this making all this noise? And then, so I feel like more black directors are popping up like that. And even now, like, you got black directors directing hits that make money, but they may not resonate with the culture or the critics like a Boys in the Hood. Like, yeah. You got Tim Story, who's a black director. He's directed.
Coogler's killing.
Coogler is definitely killing.
Coogler's killing. Bay Area.
The Bay Area, man. Black Panther, he directed that, and like Creed 1.
He's too busy. He got to turn down stuff.
He does.
Coogler's killing.
He had to turn down Creed 2. Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm already working on this. So it's like, he working out here. You got Steve McQueen doing good. You got, it's another one. The guy that did, not Midnight. What's the name? Midnight, right?
What the hell's Midnight?
What's the movie?
Moonlight?
Moonlight. He did Moonlight.
I was like, then,
I was trying to remember.
But I couldn't, like, because I know you see a lot of movies. I was like, it might be something I ain't seen.
Twilight, Midnight, Moonlight. And you got him making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And so.
Spike still making noise.
Spike Lee with the research.
Right, yeah.
Because Spike Lee never stopped.
No.
Contrary to what people
believe. They still don't be giving him money, though.
Right.
Like, he just got to a point where they about to start funding. But they never broke him off with the proper bread to do what he wanted to do.
Right.
The fact that he still, I remember he said that in an interview, the fact that he still had to, like, go find funding was ridiculous.
Right.
Like, Spike Lee, he can't get funding.
That's because his movies would be hit or miss when it came to that money. That's what it's all about, money in Hollywood. More so that people are like, it's race. Nah, it's money.
Everything's money.
Because Spike Lee, like, his biggest hit up until Inside Man was Malcolm X, which had a huge budget. It was a lot to get that film made.
Yeah.
Because they had to get clearance to shoot in Mecca and all kind of stuff like that. And so it made like 40-something mil in 92. And then The Inside Man was Spike Lee's biggest box office hit.
That movie's so good.
Because it was like, you know, a heist film with Denzel.
So
it was
good.
Like, all right. It didn't even,
Clive Owen.
Didn't even feel like a Spike Lee joint.
No, it did. They had the,
it had the visuals, had but the in terms thing. Of story, yeah. That definitely wasn't Spike Lee.
Nah, it was just good.
It was good.
So good.
And then after that, he did the Miracle at St. Anna and Red Hook Summer. They just wasn't making money. And so
I still ain't seen Chi-Raq.
Oh, God. Chi-Raq is.
I heard no I was good so things about that. At
I
all.
Was so disappointed. I was like, oh, no.
Klansman
like
was cool.
This. Klansman was good. It was good. It was solid. And I'm glad he got that Oscar for
but everything definitely is about money. Money over race every time and everything.
Everything's
about
money.
Yeah. And we just get the short end of it because of money. But it's definitely money is everything.
Money talks in Hollywood, man. You know what I'm saying? And then when you come down to it might come down to it when the money and the social aspect kind of come neck and neck, then you get into more like, we're going to pass on this black film. But if when the numbers come in, they be like, oh, yeah, do your thing. So, you know, that's what it is. But I feel like John Singleton definitely lit a flame in the types of stories being told by black filmmakers at the time. Because before that, you had Keenan Ivory Wayans and Robert Townsend, but they were on the comedy side. And, you know, Sidney Poitier was directing Mad Movies, too, but it was like, other than Spike Lee, who else did you have with the hard-hitting, you know, social commentary? And then Singleton pops up with the Boys in the Hood.
He was only that's my parents' age. Mm. So young.
So 51, man. That's
so young.
That is young, man. I'll be 42 this month.
Yeah, that's
next month.
9 years away.
Yep. I'm like, that's too close. You know, so health is your wealth, people. Health is your wealth. And they were talking about like 80% of strokes can be prevented.
Yeah, because I was like, why did he have a stroke? What did he have, bad diet? Did he have, like, what is he just having a stroke for?
I immediately go to, like, what was his lifestyle like?
Yeah.
Because did he smoke? Was he eating bad? Was he not exercising? Was he, you know, I always wondered, like, you know, what their lifestyle was like when they died like this. And so, I'm like, man. They say you can prevent strokes by not smoking, limiting alcohol, watching your blood pressure, exercising, maintaining a healthy weight, and controlling diabetes. So, what's scarier for you, though? Death or disability?
Depends on what disability, I guess.
Like, let's say you have a stroke. Side of your face is paralyzed, so you're gonna have to retrain yourself how to talk, how to move. You're in a wheelchair, and so this is you. So you got to rebuild.
I'll take that over death.
Yeah,
because
you might you might be in the wheelchair.
I can beat that. Yeah. I can't beat death. I can come back from a stroke. I've seen people come back from a stroke.
Right.
I can come back. I can rehab, and I still can raise my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take that all day over. I can't beat death. I can't come back when I'm just done.
Right.
Stroke. I can be on stage and then I told him and just talk about the stroke on stage. I can still do what I got to do. I know it's going to be a fight.
Right.
But I can still do that. Which with death, that's just
because the actor Tim Curry had a stroke and he went back to working. He was doing like more voiceover work.
Yeah.
So because he was in the wheelchair, and I was like, where's Tim Curry? And it was the stroke. Right when I was looking that up, then I found out about John Singleton having a stroke. So I'll take the disability as well. I ain't no quitter, man. I just be like, man, I'm about to get out this chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If it doesn't kill me, I'm beating that.
Yeah. I'm like,
whatever I get, I'm beating that.
I'm the type of pull up to the stairs in the wheelchair. But I'm
you crawl up.
Myself. Don't help me.
Don't do it.
I'm falling down the steps. They're coming. Get your hands off me.
That's me all
I
day.
I got this.
But I'm also conditioned to do that now.
Right.
Because of sports my whole life. Like, I'm conditioned to push until you think you can't push anymore and you give more.
Right.
Like, I've been to the verge of, like, my body's going to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you got more in you.
Yeah.
Sure enough, you do.
Right.
I mean, you might fall out after, but you got a little more left in the tank.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot. So I'll push until I fall out. I'll push.
Man.
Almost too much, too. I'll probably hurt myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've hurt myself on rehab before. They was like, slow down, you know, I'm trying to rush back and messed up my shoulder more.
You just hear the song in your head, push it to the limit.
And I did it. I was like, now put the weight up another five. And clink, clink. I was like, we had a setback, coach.
Man. But I respect it, man. Yeah. The health, man. Take care of your health, people. Care about it, too. Talk about it.
Yeah.
People don't like to talk about their health, man.
Yeah, I'm tired. Like, you know, I'm at an age now, I check on my dad. Like, how's your health? I'm fine. Man, with the doctor.
Give me the scoop.
What are you doing? I don't want to worry, especially men. I don't want to worry nobody.
Well, I do be.
Yeah, I'm talking about
you. I'm guilty of that.
Like, let people know what's going on.
Of that. Yeah, I'm guilty. Because I don't want to, you know.
I get the non-fuss. And I get the non-wine. Because I'm like that.
Yeah,
I'm like, because Cotty be like, you getting sick. I'd be like, I'm fine. I'm fine. She's like, your nose is running right now.
Your nose is bleeding. I mean, it's dry.
It's just a little thing, you know. It's not
hand me the biscuits.
Just take this. I don't need that, man. I'm fine. I just got to drink more water.
Because when I was...
Your arm fell off. It just need more water. Relax.
Water for everything. Because when I was getting the dizzy spells, I didn't want to say nothing. I was like, then when I had to say something, I was like, ugh. All right.
Because I don't want to overreact at first. Because I hate them type people.
Yeah.
You know, be like, I got to cut. We got to go to the hospital. Yeah. Relax. Like, calm down.
Some people
down.
Take pride in the illness.
Yeah.
Like, they want you to be like, look, what's wrong with
it's
me,
like,
guys.
Calm down. We should take it in the ER. No, you don't. Yeah. Just wait.
Wait it out.
Just wait a second.
I don't know, man.
Find balance.
I'll be shook, though, man. I'll be scared of everything. I'll be like, stroke. So I start looking it up. All right. They say, here's the things you do, like, if you suspect somebody's having a stroke. It's called the FAST thing. Remember, FAST. Face, does the smile droop? A, arms. Does one arm drift downward? Speech, is there speech slurred? And time, you don't have any. Call 911. So those are the little test runs right there.
And it's usually all left side, right?
Yeah.
Because that's where your heart is. So usually everything is drip off the left.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Like, even when you have a heart attack, people think, you know, on the movies they always grab their chest. Mm-hmm. If you have a real heart, you grab your arm.
Yeah.
You get the pain down your arm. Mm-hmm. The movies, they be like, ugh, that's not what anybody
does. My heart.
No, you don't do that.
Yeah, man. So be on the lookout, man. Pay attention to people out here. You know, because I'm the type, I'll be quietly having a stroke in the back. I don't want to raise no fuss. Like, why didn't you tell us? Y'all was doing
the glasses
stuff.
Just started falling to the side. Yeah. Like, Tony, you having a stroke?
No, I'm good.
It's a new bit I'm working on.
I'm good, y'all. I watched The Dark Knight. Remember Two-Face was like this? Like, no, you're having a stroke.
No, right. I'm Jamie Foxx in Spider-Man. Yeah, come on, man. Everything's falling.
Stole me out. Anyway, we got some questions. Mont Williams asks, if you guys were stranded on a desert island with only 3 CDs to listen to, what would they be?
That's impossible.
That's a
to
tough
answer.
Question,
yeah.
Man. That's tough.
Yeah. I would need, I guess, well, off top, I know I would need 1 Michael Jackson album because I don't have to skip that. I can play that over.
Mm-hmm.
So it would either be Bad or
Thriller?
Thriller. One of the two.
No Off the Wall?
Off the Wall was dope. But Bad and Thriller, same. But I don't know. 3 whole, I mean, I don't know.
That's a tough question.
Can they be mixed?
Mixed? Nah, ain't no mixed CD, man. It's 3
yeah,
out.
I don't know.
We always go that route. I'm going to go with, what am I taking? I'm taking Illmatic for sure. Illmatic is coming. I'm going to try to take different genres here.
I was about to say, I would need 1 rap.
Yeah.
Like 1 R&B and 1 like in between so I can get everything.
Right.
Because I don't want to just flood one thing and then get sick of
mm-hmm.
it.
I'm going to bring, so Illmatic. Oh. See, the Sade is coming for me, but I don't know which album to bring. I don't know if it's going to be Love Deluxe or Stronger Than Pride or Diamond Life. And I can't do the greatest hits. I would easily bail out with the greatest hit Sade, but I was like, all right, I'm just hanging there. I'm going to bring Love Deluxe by Sade, and then I'm going to round it out with Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation, and just leave it at that.
I don't know what I would
It's bring. Tough, man. It's a tough question.
I'd be in different moods.
But you in the desert. You hot. Yeah. You got 3 albums.
So, yeah, I'd have to, probably Bad. I would need a soothing album. shit. So much.
This is a tough question.
So my rap album would be, oh hell, even that is I listen to so many different albums. Cause Jadakiss is my favorite rapper.
His albums don't be
But
good.
Yeah, I don't know if I would bring a whole I'm trying to think. You know what? I'd probably bring Ready to Die.
Okay. Biggie. I respect that.
I'd probably bring Ready to Die because top to bottom, I listen to that a lot.
You get a lot of different levels in that album, too.
So I'd probably bring Ready to Die.
Mm-hmm. It was one more. It was that third album, though.
Bad. And then probably Room 112. Probably.
Where the Players Dwell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably bring their second album. Wow. First one was dope, but I'd probably bring their second one.
Okay.
For my R&B tip.
That the one with Peaches and Cream on there?
No, that's the third one.
Oh, okay.
The second one had Anywhere on it.
Oh, okay. In the Shower.
Yeah.
Of My Body's Soaking Wet. They played that song out.
Man, that song came out in the 8th grade.
Man.
Boom. And I, in my mind, I was a virgin, but in my mind, I had been smashing for years. They used to play that at the dances. And step away from her. I'm sorry. I got caught up in the music.
All right. So 112, second album, Bad, and Ready to Die.
Yeah. Right. So I can get a mix of everything. Because Michael is kind of his own.
Yeah.
You know.
His pop, R&B, rock.
I could dance to him
Especially
still.
Bad. You get the rock song
I get everything.
On there.
Yeah.
That's in the clutch picks. That's what we going with.
Yeah, but it could change in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Candace King asks. Oh, you tackling?
Yeah. Candace King asks if there's anything from your childhood you could bring back and introduce to your kids. What would it be? I mean, I feel like everything's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know. What did I really? Because you know, Ninja Turtles is back. X Men is back. I love that stuff. Growing up, I guess I could think on a toy or show factors. But even then, it'd be reruns. Because I would love to show my kids Fresh Prince, but they can watch that. We can watch that right now.
Everything's available now. Here's what I want to bring back. I want to bring back the feeling of Saturday morning cartoons. They grew up in an era where cartoons are available 24 hours a day. Yeah. When we grew up, you had immediately after school.
Yeah.
And Saturday morning, and that was it.
Yeah.
So the feeling of Saturday morning, we got to get up or it's just no cartoons.
Yeah.
That vibe is just dope. Like waking up super early for Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
I never thought about that, how cartoons is always on.
They always on.
We had to hurry up and get home and watch. You know, Bobby's World came on. The stuff on Nickelodeon, Doug, Rugrats, stuff like that from my generation.
See, we didn't even have Nickelodeon.
And then, Saturday morning you had. So when I was coming up on Saturday morning, it was Reboot would come on. I think Doug would come on. What else would come on there? One Saturday morning. There's a change. I remember that little thing. So I forgot. Because then after a while, I stopped getting up.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got to high school, I was like, I ain't getting up.
No more.
I'm sleeping in. Done. I had a game last night. Like, I'm not getting up.
Cut back to that. For me, no cable.
TGIF was dope.
No cable. So it was just like, whatever was on the regular channels after school, from like, so you had from 2 o'clock to about 4, some cartoons. Then Saturday morning, I'm just watching ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox. And so it was just like, it was very limited. Like Gummy Bears was on.
I hated Gummy Bears.
Spider-Man.
I mean, what? Care Bears. Was it Care Bears or Gummy Bears?
Well, that's two different. They had a Gummy Bears cartoon.
I never seen Gummy Bears.
They had they would bounce around and stuff.
Care Bears.
The Care Bears.
I didn't like that.
They had a movie out. Yeah. I saw the movie at the theater, but
I did like what's the blue Smurfs.
Smurfs. I didn't like the Smurfs, man. They were popular, and I would watch them. I was like, they soft.
But I didn't watch them tough. But I didn't mind them.
I loved He-Man. He-Man was cool, but I didn't like how they re-looped the same shots all the time.
I loved it. The movie was whatever.
Oh, the movie was Cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. 80s, they fumbled up a lot of cartoon and comic book attempts.
I watched Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters all the time.
Oh, yeah. Ghostbusters was another Saturday morning favorite
religiously.
For me. The real Ghostbusters. I would get up for that. Yes. And the Turtles I would see during the week.
I was all in. Yeah.
And they were dope. So I would bring back the Saturday morning cartoon urgency.
I would bring back, I would bring back just, when we were growing up, like, just doing nothing with something.
Mm-hmm.
Going outside, just getting in the stuff. Like, kids don't. You know what I would bring back? Nah, I got it. I would bring back neighborhoods.
Mm, okay.
I would bring back where everybody knew everybody. You out a bunch of kids outside playing. Every parent knew who what kid belonged to what.
Yep.
And you just out. Okay, well, if they ain't here, they must be down at the Johnson's house. So they must be, you know, you call around. Everybody knew everybody. I don't know my neighbors like that. I know my next immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And the black neighbors that came to my house when we had the game night, I know them. And that's about it. It's two black couples on my street. And I don't know them. And I'll be like, I try to talk to the lady, and she'd be like acting funny at the mailbox. I'm like, well, get your ass out of here. And then it's a house at the end of my block where I think it's a bunch of young people renting it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't really had a chance to like go down there or whatever.
Yeah, community is definitely gone.
That's what I'll bring back community where everybody just like knew everybody and stuff like that. Like I stayed at a friend's house or even after school. Y'all didn't come home right away? Nah, because we was at Darren's house. Oh, okay, that's fine.
When we lived in the townhouses on 36th Street in Chicago, we knew that. Like, you know, I'd be down at Robert's house, Leon's house. I would go to different houses. Like, I would go to somebody else's house right after school. I wouldn't even go home.
Yeah.
I would have to wait there until my mom got off.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then, so it was that. Go down there, ask Belinda for some sugar.
Yeah,
and
we need an egg for this, whatever.
And we did that all the time.
All the time. I stayed going to get an egg for somebody.
Yeah, the community, man. That's definitely something.
My neighbor, the street I grew up on, I don't know what it was, but like it seemed like they put all the black people on one street.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew every, like from about all the way to like five houses over, I knew both sides. We knew all the parents, and we'd be outside deep.
Yeah.
Like deep. Sports in my neighborhood was so fun because we didn't have to do like, oh, let's play 3-on-3. It was full 5-on-5.
That's dope.
And in the summers when everybody's cousins would come visit, we was playing 9-on-9 baseball. Like, positions. It wasn't like, you get to go up twice and we playing. Right. It was positions.
Right.
Sandlot. That's 9-on-9, football, flag, the street was packed. Mm-hmm. Like, we was so many kids. We was having, like, and we would stay out all day. And you knew everybody. I would bring that back.
Outside. I've been talking about, I got a joke I do about outside on the tour, man. It was like, outside was everything.
Man.
We stayed out there.
And you didn't even have to have, all you needed was a ball. And mm-hmm. if you had a ball, if you wanted to just play tag,
yeah.
hide and seek, whatever. You just, if you didn't have equipment, like, let's play flag football today. We'll go get some old socks and put them yep. in the back of your pants.
We was outside.
Because outside,
man,
was everything. Playing. I couldn't wait to, well, we'd be in the window waiting for my mom or dad to pull up, and mm-hmm. before they could even get in the house, good, we was like, we out of here. You do your homework and chores, yeah, we gone
mm-hmm.
out, and we would go on our bikes. So the way our neighborhood would work was like usually either my boy Carrie's parents got home first because mm-hmm. his dad worked nights, but he would sleep during the day, so we was yeah. like, we ain't gonna bother him. So he would either come out, and they would ring our doorbell, and they'd be like, can y'all come out yet? We'd be like, our mom ain't home. My mom would pull up, we out. So it'd be me, my brother Carrie, mm-hmm. we hop on the bike, go down, get my boy Ken and his brother Brian, hop on the bike, run around the corner, go mm-hmm. get the other ones, come back around, and it would, we go get everybody in there and meet in the front and be like, what we playing today?
Right.
And it would be like a bunch of kids on the bike going house to house, putting the pressure on the parents too, because like mm-hmm. it's 9 kids outside, like, can CJ yep. come out? She'd be like, ah, go ahead. We'd be like, yeah.
Yep. That pressure, man, the pressure. Deep. You go, and the coming in and out, that was crucial.
Yeah.
you always get the fear when Leon's mom would call him, Leon, come in here. We don't like, know Leon coming back. Judging by the call in,
yeah.
she sounded pissed.
You go back to the door, I gotta go inside.
I gotta stay in, y'all. And then he hits you with the door be cracked. Okay, stay in. Like, oh, we lost Leon, yo. We lost.
And then the pressure of the parent, the people who had the mean parents to go ring the doorbell to ask if they could come
out. Oh, man.
It's like, who's going to do it today? Be like, I'll do it.
Yep.
And you'd be all out there. They'd be behind you. Y'all got my yep. back.
Leon's mom was the toughest one, man. She wasn't having it. I remember she slammed the door in my face one time. She called him in the house. I tried to go in there, too. She was like, just him. And I was just standing there, door right here. The girl we had just left a love letter to had busted outside with the love letter. I was outside exposed. I was like, they were skipping around. Y'all like Malika? And I was like, nah.
Yes.
And it was, but that, man, yeah. That it was, yeah, man, was everything.
That was so fun.
I feel like my kids, you know, they had their friends. They would hang out outside sometimes, but it wasn't nearly on the level
we
was what we was
bikes,
doing.
Man. Then they built the park down the street, so we would all ride down the hill, which is a fun in itself.
Right.
And they would keep the little signs on the side to tell you how fast you're going
yeah.
for the cars. Uh-huh. But we would all go to the top and of see course. How fast we can get down. I think the highest one was 34 miles an hour, something like that. We was flying.
Yes.
And then we go to the park, and we play at the park. We go do stuff down there. Just as a group, it was right. a group, like always a group of people
mm-hmm.
getting, like you said, getting in trouble.
Yes.
Hearing your friends get a whooping, that was hilarious.
Oh,
in the garage.
Like, you good?
They come back to the door. I got to stay yep. in.
Even. We know.
we heard it all.
So, yes.
Going to get people's dads was fun. We need a quarterback, man. You ask your dad to come mm-hmm. to quarterback, man.
That's super dope.
And even on like the weekends, the parents would be outside mingling amongst themselves uh-huh. while we all out there playing.
I loved
you know
it when
I mean?
The parents
yeah.
mingled because that means we could play some.
Oh, we could play
y'all
day.
Keep talking. Oh, y'all hitting it off?
Yeah. Streetlights came on, but they still out there. Yep. They're like, go ahead. We're like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you play catch your parents dark. In a real good mood. Can I stay the night at Leon's? Oh, yeah. Man. And they're like, woo.
But you always had to have the friend ask.
Oh, the friend like, ask.
You can't
they
ask,
couldn't resist.
The friend ask, but ask my mom if she can stay the night. Like, right,
I used to
stuff.
Always ask. I'll be looking at them.
Yeah. They come up with the backpack.
Oh, the excitement. And we used
sleepovers
to be
was dope, man.
We used to be up, man. And it's funny, like my oldest son, he just be like, his friends be getting on his nerves. He always been like that. He's like, man, they always want to do stuff. Told them to go home. I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? I get it.
We used to have fun. Even when you got in a fight, you just want to go back over the next day?
Full
on fight.
Me and Leon fist fought. I would stay the night at his house the same night. I was like, you still, I can stay the night still? It was crazy. It was a crazy time.
Nah, I'll bring that back.
Bring that back. Run that back. All right, that's it, man. We an hour in.
Oh, I didn't even see.
We an hour in.
Oh, good. The next question was about romance anyway.
Oh, let's get the hell out of here, man. Romance. Romance? What's the romantic? What's the most romantic thing you done for your spouse? Justin Macon.
She got my last name.
Nothing. That's what I did. No, I'm kidding. I be romantic sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm trash at it the older I get.
I'm terrible.
I want to be more romantic.
It's not in me, though.
But it's forced at this point.
I give her that. I talk a lot of crap about, like, I make fun of her parenting and whatnot. And I feel like I handle it. But on as far as being a spouse, she's way better than me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not even close.
Women are
she's
thoughtful.
Way
women
better
are
than
thoughtful
me.
Human beings, man. They be thinking about. Here's another thing. I'm trash at this. gift giving. Like, women are better gift givers because they really be listening to you throughout the year or whatever. They listen to you like, he always talking about that. Let me give him this. Me, you got to tell me directly what you want for your birthday, for Christmas. I'll be like, what you want? And they be like, surprise me. And I'm like,
I got nothing.
But
I don't like the pressure of that either because you're not going to like what I get.
But that's what I'm saying.
I don't
like
that.
But every time I've gotten a gift from a woman, it's been a dope gift because they were really listening to what I was talking about wanting. Like, for months back, they'd be like, I remember you said you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, Sabrina got me a projector screen.
Yeah.
Just on some thoughtful out of the blue for Valentine's Day. I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she heard me talking about, man, I want a projector screen. Yeah. But when you ask me what I want for anything, I say nothing. I'm good. Because I don't like, you know, I'm not the type of person to be like, I want this. Yeah. I'm not a kid anymore.
Nah.
I just.
We're in the moment.
But they be listening.
Gift givers. Because neither one of us are really, like, her birthday was just on Friday. Neither one of us said nothing.
Yeah.
We went to dinner and a movie. But I didn't post her all up. She didn't make a post. Like,
right.
See, we whatever. But we're in the moment. Like, we'll be out and then stop in the Nike store.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, I like these. And then while she run around, I'll just go buy them.
Yeah.
Like, we do that. Like, we just. Mm-hmm.
That's dope. And you got the quick confirmation.
Yeah.
Because that's how we operate as men.
Yeah.
Tell us what to get.
Or
show
she'll be out.
Like, I like these, man.
Yeah.
Boom. We got the checklist right here.
Yeah.
When they shut down, when it's crunch time, what you need for Christmas?
Yeah.
I'll be like, ah.
I just go get. We get stuff in the, like, random. We're very random.
Sabrina is a thoughtful human being. She's a great gift giver, and she like it too. Like she be taking pride, and I see where she get it from. She get it from her mom,
because
her mom is like, "All right, Tony, he wanted like an air fryer, so she got us an air fryer."
How do those work? They work? Or?
Yeah, they good. I make egg rolls in them joints.
I don't know how is it? My
so
brother
like,
got one.
You get like the fried. Texture of like the food without the oil.
How?
It's just the way they cook it. It's like you throw it in there. It's like a dry microwave in a sense. And you just be in
and
there.
And do you like have to put like flour or anything on it? Or
no. Not for the egg rolls I make. I haven't made like.
So like if you want to make some fried chicken, well y'all, the vegan fried chicken, whatever.
If you want to make fried chicken, you can just throw it in there. Dip it in the flour if you wanted to. You put it in there and then you'll have the crispy skin, I imagine. Because Craig put me on to air fry.
Craig
Wayans.
Okay, I'm just going to go to his house. He lived 10 minutes from me.
And then ask him about the chicken, because I haven't made like regular chicken.
I'm just going to go. Yeah, I'm going to stop by his house.
Yeah.
He literally lives two exits.
Ask him about the fried chicken aspect of it. Because I like to make egg rolls of mine. Because I miss the egg rolls I would make all the time. So I just throw them in there. And they come out pretty good in there.
I got to get one of those.
And then you don't have the greasy oil and the fatty, you know.
I mean, even though that's half the battle. That's half the fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I talk about that. Fantastic. I said that on IG one time. I told people, like, yeah, I'm healthy. But when I filth out, I want the full experience. Like, don't give me low-fat ice cream. Why?
Right.
Why would I do this? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to die when I eat filth.
I'm going all in.
And I'm going to
tell you this right now.
Back to the salads or whatever.
I don't know if you into milkshakes.
Milkshakes
vegan
delicious.
Milkshakes
they
are fantastic.
Legit.
fantastic. You won't miss a beat with a vegan milkshake.
I can't have too much of it, though. Like, after a while, I'll be like, all right, I'm
good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this you know.
And they always give you too much.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, man.
You ever go, ordered out Denny and they give you the size.
The silver cup.
I'm like, come
on. We're giving you the mixing cup as well. And I got to get the mixing cup.
Yeah.
I got to finish that off.
So I let everybody dabble in it because I'd be like, I ain't.
I like how they do that, though. They give you the extras. So, like, stop wasting food.
When I was at, we went to Benny Hines for a birthday because we go every year. And they was like, he was cleaning up, you know, like the leftover rice. He was about to dump it. I was like, I slid my plate. I was like, nah, man.
Yeah.
I'll take that. He was like, but it's a little crispy. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Give me the crisp.
Run that.
With the garlic butter,
run
too.
Run that.
I want all of it.
You know what I'm saying? All right, we got to get the hell out of here.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Anyway, man, you can find me anywhere under Tony Baker Comedy. Go to TonyBakerComedy.com. You can find everything I got going. Check out my Patreon page. It's Tony Baker Comedy on there. Sign up, man. Get some exclusive stuff.
I'm at Keon Poli on everything. And K. Neasy, my favorite movies are Godfather and Five Heartbeats, just off the top.
Some of my favorite movies, Big Trouble in Little China, Aliens, the second one, and Goodfellas.
There it is.
Also, if you got questions for us, ask us on the YouTube page. We'll tackle them on the show. And
I hope my energy was higher. Somebody was on the comments whining.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you be tired. Oh, excuse the hell out of me.
wake your ass up, kid. All right, y'all, man. We out here.
All right, y'all.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.